The Safe Medicines podcast is brought to you by the Partnership for Safe Medicines, a nonprofit coalition of organizations focused on the safety of our drug supply and counterfeit medicine. And now, on to our episode.
The ranking member of the Senate Committee on Aging just released The Silent Epidemic, Fentanyl and Older Americans, which reports that overdose deaths amongst Americans 65 and older have quadrupled over the last 20 years. It cites seniors who turn to black market prescription drugs due to cost, and some of them are the most vulnerable. But seniors seeking less expensive medicine aren't just vulnerable to fentanyl pills they get on the street. Black market sellers are poised to sell them fake medicine for any ailment. Older Americans have the same access to the internet as the rest of us, and they may not know that 96% of online drug sellers are dangerous. In just the last 2 years, the FDA has warned internet pharmacies to stop selling unregulated medicine for rheumatoid arthritis, fake weight loss, diabetes injections, and more. Patients who take medicine from pharmacies like these may never realize that their chronic conditions are getting worse because their treatments are counterfeit. U.S. seniors also buy medicines less expensively while traveling, exposing themselves to a flourishing global counterfeit medicine market, including in Mexico. There, Americans have died of fentanyl poisonings after taking painkillers they bought in Mexican pharmacies. Regulators have reported many counterfeits, including treatments for blood clots, cancer, and even vaccines. If you know seniors looking for lower-cost medicines, make sure they know don't buy medicine in other countries if you can avoid it, either in person or online, and fill your prescriptions at a local bricks-and-mortar pharmacy if possible, not online. Learn more at our Patients Resources page at safemedicines.org.